Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On demand audio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Feels like Monday. Sue Thomas and Fred.
Oh, man,
Bonner,
is that true?
Yeah, I know. Trying to muster the energy here. Been getting through it all day. As I said to Ethan Hannaford, who is, we're kind of in transition mode here at the Mark Reardon Show because Abby left a couple weeks ago. So we have some producers filling in until we decide who's going to get stuck with me full time. And I said, Ethan, it's Tuesday. It's not Monday. And he said, yeah, but the good news is it's Tuesday. We're that much closer to the weekend. Although, Sue, you and I have charted this over the years.
Yeah, we have.
I don't know what it is about these holiday weeks, but they tend to get into today. And then, don't let that happen this week.
Of course not. Of course not. But it will.
No, I don't think it will. And here's why.
Okay.
You sounded
hopeful.
Like Biden there for a minute.
Yeah. What are you whispering for, Sue? Yes. It's not going to. I have hopes that it'll go quickly because the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. So the Chiefs and the Ravens, that's going to be big. The Packers, of course, down in Brazil. You hear they banned the X down there?
Yeah, that's I did hear that.
But Elon's trying to do a little backdoor thing with the Starlink. I'm not sure if I understand all that. But I do think that the week's going to go fast because I don't know if Sue would be in this group, but some of us are very excited about the start of the NFL season.
Sure.
In fact, let me start with
when
a little football
here. When do the
Steelers
play?
Yeah, they would play on Sunday,
there
I think.
There you go.
If they don't play on Monday night or Sunday night. So there will only be a few options. There would be Thursday, Friday. I don't think any NFL games this weekend on Saturday. But then, all day Sunday, there's Sunday night. We try to cram as many in as we possibly can. Now, of course, we had college football. Fred, did you watch college football? That's a no. I'll take that as a no.
Other than the Mizzou game on
You didn't watch anything else?
No,
you didn't watch Boston College and Florida State last night?
Wow, that was something, though.
So
wasn't
here's
it?
What's interesting.
What happened?
Now, I'm gonna kind of bring this home. Sue, I think you can even appreciate this. So, Florida State went to. There's a payoff here, ladies and gentlemen. If you're bored by football, I promise you there's a payoff. We're going to get off of football into something really disgusting here in a second. So that would be my tease to you if you don't like football. But Florida State went to Ireland last week, and they kicked off the season against Georgia Tech, I think it was, and they lost. Like, they were the 11th-ranked team, or the 10th-ranked team. Mizzou was number 11. Florida State was ranked 10. They lost their opening game. So now they have Boston College, big Sunday night matchup. They're back in the States. They're hosting Boston College. Boston College, they got a new coach. Bill O'Brien used to be in the NFL, and he was in college before that. How good are they? Well, they beat Florida State last night, like outright. But here's what's interesting. There's a dude. Have you heard about this, Fred?
No,
the guy on the internet?
I don't think so.
Ethan brought this to my attention. So there's a guy. He's no longer out there, and you're going to know why in a second. He is at 321 Knoll. Right, which it's the Seminoles, the Florida State. So he's
okay.
A big fan. Here's what he tweets out on the 27th of August, 2024. That'd be Friday, right? Friday at 32-1 Knoll says, if Florida State loses to Boston College this weekend, I will eat dog, rhymes with
Dookie?
Pit. Yeah, out of a red Solo cup with a spoon. And post a video of me doing it. They even mentioned it on SportsCenter.
Team's down, that's understandable. They're not down as bad as that dude on the internet who said he did dog poop out of a Solo cup. Then you think you just get to delete your account. And the internet ain't going to forget that, buddy. You don't get to just keep it moving and get a new name or something. People are going to find you. How that works.
Yeah, that is how that works. But he's gone, man. He has gone into hiding after promising to eat a steaming pile of dog dookie, as the team at TMZ has written this afternoon. And now there's people that want to hold him, accountable. This reminds me, certainly, Fred, it might remind you of the wager that I made with Chris Smith.
It reminded me of it, and I
said,
wasn't even there.
Right, and people are still angry, justifiably so, to this day. When I told Chris I would shave my head if Trump loses the election in 2016, then the day after that he called me, And he goes, dude, you don't have to shave your head. I'm like, okay, how about we go to a Cardinals game instead? And I wouldn't do anything differently with this. I would do the same thing. I'd hide like this guy. I can totally relate to what he's going through.
You know what? His would be worse. Come on.
No, I think it would. Far worse. Are you kidding
me? I mean, there's just no comparison.
That's how confident he was in his predictions. So Boston College goes to Columbia to play Mizzou in a couple of weeks, so it could be interesting. I'm heading up this weekend to see the Buffalo game, so I'm gonna stick by a fast week because there's lots of football, a lot of other stuff happening. Now, unfortunately, let me kind of lay out the show here. We had a violent weekend in St. Louis. That's something I want to review here in just a couple of minutes. We have Charles Lipson, who is professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, coming up. He'll weigh in on some politics in just a bit at 3:25. Heather McDonald will be back. Sue, one of your favorites.
Ooh, love her.
Senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, writes about crime and policing quite a bit. She wrote a piece about Tim Walz in Minnesota, but also kind of reminded me that we didn't have Heather on a few weeks ago during the anniversary of Ferguson, which I guess has been a month ago already. Cusumano is going to weigh in. The Cardinals didn't have a bad weekend against the Yankees, which was kind of amazing. Fred, I tuned into that game on Sunday. I think it was the Cardinals were down 7-2. And I said, okay, I'm down, like paying no attention, right? And then the next thing I know, I'm watching that Florida State Boston College game, and I see the scroll. They won like 14-7. They scored a couple of touchdowns after I, you know,
yeah,
tuned
a lot,
out,
a lot
right?
Of heavy hitting late.
So Cusumano, we'll talk about that. We'll get some Mizzou stuff as well. And then City, I watched that game yesterday. SCL City played at home here. They play. It's always confusing to me, right?
And it was a Sunday afternoon
yeah,
game.
Yeah, so but here's the thing. Like, this is what throws me with the soccer thing, Sue, because if you got two teams up there, like it's the Cardinals and the Yankees.
They do it in reverse.
The Yankees are the home team, so they're second. In the MLS, they do it in reverse. So it says St. Louis at, who are they playing? Or it doesn't say at, but it's St. Louis versus, who the hell did they play? Well, whoever the hell they played yesterday. But they were second. So I'm thinking, well, and I didn't have to think too hard because I saw the red in the stadium. But it does. I don't know why they do that. Why can they not
just
be, well, thank you. It was the Galaxy, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be so confusing if they just did it the way that American sports do it. Stop being so communistic. That's what I say. Anyway, Cusumano's coming up. We got Jim Talent tonight and a bunch of other stuff as well. Oh, Christian Toto from HollywoodandToto.com. Christian, I've mentioned him before as being one of the few conservative film critics, and he's going to weigh in on a couple of things related to politics because there's been some blowback for Cheryl Hines in particular, RFK Jr.'s wife.
Yeah, I have a great tweet that she sent out that I'll forward to you when he, you know, decided to hook up with Trump.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll be curious because I saw that. I saw her reaction, but she's getting the crap beat out of her. And, you know, there's going to be probably some repercussions. She of, I guess, probably best known for Curb Your Enthusiasm.
For
right?
sure.
Larry David's wife on that.
For sure.
So after all that I started with here, let me segue into something that's not so positive. Oh, let me get one more positive thing in here. I was told 2 hours ago that they're at the hospital and that Natalie is in labor, my son in Houston. So we've had a couple of things
exciting.
Yeah, we've had some false alarms, if you will.
Yes, but
this looks like it's the real deal. Now, they were going to induce on Thursday if she doesn't have the baby. So that's the early stages of being in labor. Wow. And I will certainly keep you posted.
Oh, that's so exciting.
But on the negative front here, you had just since Friday here in St. Louis. And this is going to kind of go in with what Heather McDonald is going to talk about in the next hour or two. We're told time and time again from Cori Bush and Tashara Jones and Kim Gardner and all these other idiots out there, Rasheen Aldridge, that, you know, it's the white police officers that are a problem. We've had 13 people that have been shot in St. Louis, 5 just in one incident downtown on Sunday morning. And probably the worst is this 4-year-old girl who was shot to death by another child just before midnight on Monday night in North St. Louis. Now, Sue, I don't know how much you've dug into this story. It's outrageous. There were no adults that were present.
They were 4 kids, none over the age of 10.
She's the youngest victim to die by gunfire in St. Louis this year. And here's something else. You know, the cops get the crap beat out of them. We have a police chief that doesn't have the cojones to back up officers
That's right.
because he's so, you know, beholden to Tashara on some of this nonsense. And you have cops, because this little girl was in such bad shape, they didn't even wait for the ambulance to arrive. So they put her in the back of a patrol car. One officer drove the 5 miles to the hospital. The other tried to save her in the back seat, and then she died at Children's Hospital. So that's just a terrible story.
It's a horrible story.
And to your point, four kids, all under the age of 10, were in the home without adult supervision. The mom showed up at the hospital. The young kid who fired the weapon apparently got, you know, injury to his face, probably because the gun kicked him in the face. One of the kids called 911. This was 11:56 p.m. on Monday night. So this is right before midnight last night between Broadway and Hall Street. And I guess there were no adults that were present. The mother shows up at the hospital. The police spokesperson says, look, we don't know who was responsible for watching the kids. For all we know, the mom had someone set up and that person was not. I mean, I don't know. We have questions, but good Lord. They say they have a working theory of where the gun was when the children found it, but they're not giving out details until they talk with one of the kids that was in the home, and we'll see if there's any charges. But this is the thing that really strikes me at this point, and I've mentioned this several times this year, and this is why it's just ridiculous that members of the Board of Aldermen, including some of the leaders, and that Tashara Jones isn't out there on Twitter or in front of a podium holding a news conference about this, because you damn well know that she would do it if there was a white cop that was involved in anything that was even suspicious. Even if it was justifiable shooting, they'd be holding a news conference and there'd be BLM crap over and over and over again. We've had 50 kids this year, 50 kids ages 17 or younger that have been injured or killed by gunfire in the city of St. Louis. 15 of those have died. Most of them involved teenagers. Some of them, they say, were accidental shootings. So what's really to blame here? Who's to blame? This is a culture thing. We've talked about this for so long. I understand that poverty is connected, right? We have parents that have to work and maybe they don't have childcare, but this is beyond that. And there is no accountability for these things. I hope to God that whoever is responsible here, and I doubt it was, you know, the other kid, even though they shouldn't be waving around a firearm, but some adults should have to be held accountable for this, whether it's the mom or somebody else. Meantime, in Chicago, they've had another violent weekend as well. I mean, we're just kind of Chicago Junior to a certain extent. They have a lot more people up there, but every weekend, the stories are often the same. And there was something that really was weird up there. Fred, you hear about this
subway?
The thing that happened on the subway? Yeah. So have you heard about this?
I haven't.
Three men, one woman, randomly murdered while sleeping on a Blue Line train. I guess they think that they might have been homeless. Yeah, it says four people. This was yesterday morning, sleeping when a lone gunman shot and killed them. It's believed that some, possibly all the victims were homeless. A CTA employee discovers the bodies on one train car after it reached the end of the line yesterday morning. The fourth victim was found in a separate car on the same train. Don't they have cameras on those trains?
I thought so.
You would think. It says officials say they were shot while the train was still heading toward Forest Park Station. They did not appear to have been robbed. They think that they were just completely random. And when the cops got there, nobody was on the scene. So that's absolutely a bizarre story. So there you go. Some positive things here as we start the week on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll take a break. We'll come back with my friend Charles Lipson, Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago. We're off and running here, a Tuesday afternoon edition of The Mark Reardon Show.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.